Do we have this going?
Yes, we are ready when you're ready.
All right. Okay. All right. Good evening. And welcome to our regular village board meeting for Monday, May 9th at 7 o'clock. If I can ask the clerk to call, please.
Trustee Bachner.
Here.
Trustee Gillis.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Brennan. Trustee Johnson.
Here.
Trustee O'Connell.
Here.
President Aducey.
Here.
To the flag of the United States of America, the Republic for which nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, that's what Elijah said, so thank you. Okay, so this is hopefully going to be the quickest board meeting we've ever had. We'll go ahead and get to the elected official comments and announcements, and I guess we have a Police Officer of the Year award. So we'll go with that first.
Right.
If I can ask Commander Greenwood to take the podium.
Good evening, Madam President, Village Board, Administrator Murphy. On behalf of the Chief of Police, Chief O'Shea, and the Police Department, I'm honored to welcome Officer Sean Hennigan to receive the River Forest Police Department Officer of the Year Award for 2021. I'd also like to welcome Sean's mother, Carol, and Father Kevin, who are with us in the audience this evening. Officer Sean Hennigan grew up and still lives in Chicago. Sean attended Notre Dame College Prep in Niles, where he wrestled varsity all 4 years and played football all 4 years. Sean was a state qualifier in wrestling his senior year of high school and was named All-Conference in his senior year of football. Officer Hennigan attended Iowa State University in Ames, Iowa, and graduated in 3.5 years with a bachelor's degree in criminal justice and sociology. After a year of testing for different police departments and applying, Officer Hennigan was hired by the River Forest Police Department in January of 2018. The Officer of the Year Committee met on April 11, 2022. The nominations this year were for Officer Sean Hennigan. I'm honored to announce that Officer Sean Hennigan has been named Officer of 2021. He's received several nominations for the award. The nominations described Officer Hennigan as self-motivated, and he consistently demonstrated superior performance. Officer Hennigan made numerous noteworthy arrests throughout the year. Officer Hennigan always came to work with a positive attitude and serves the Village of River Forest with distinction. Officer Hennigan was described as a mentor to new officers and showed commitment to teamwork by consistently aiding fellow officers. Officer Hennigan was also described as demonstrating having good leadership, demeanor, and integrity, which make him a reliable asset to the police department. Officer Hennigan recently attended the Law Enforcement Memorial in Springfield last week as a representative for the River Forest Police Department. I'd like to welcome Sean to come and accept his award.
Yeah. Get a picture with his parents up here.
Yeah, sure.
Get out there. Maybe want Bob in
there.
There you go. We could take
You sure? Make sure. Make sure you got it.
Who's got a phone here?
Yeah.
Sean, how did you get away with not?
Who? Do you have a phone? What is this? Your phone? Don always had it. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. All right, so let's take a picture with.
Yeah, more pictures.
No, let's get a picture. great.
Memorial Day. Memorial Day. Oh.
Anyone? Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. So then, that was great. I'm glad Sean won the award. Okay. Let's go around the elected official comments and announcements. I'll start with Bob.
Just a quick one. At President Aducci's request, I was able to attend the Village of Maywood's ComEd facility. They did a tour, and you know, a lot of us drive down First Avenue, and we see that, and we don't know what's going on in that building. And so we were able to find out. So they do three things. One, they do testing of different things to ensure the future. So one is they, you know, there's a big microgrid project that's in Brownsville, and that is basically a grid that, or it's a standalone grid that if everything goes down on the grid, this microgrid could you know, last the test of time, and so it's there for hospitals. And so if a whole grid went down, hospitals could still survive if they are within that microgrid. So actually, my law firm worked on that. So, but they, at the facility, they have a small microgrid that they have developed to test ahead of time to make sure that there are no issues or upcoming issues that will come. So they have a lot of smaller projects or smaller versions of all the projects that they're working on. So they do that. Then they also do forensic testing. So if you go, there's this one room where they have all types of pipes. So if there was a pipe that somehow there were roots that got into the pipes and destroyed the wiring systems, they cut it out, and then they actually test it and find out how they can prevent it for the future. And then lastly, they also work to ensure future issues. They are working and trying to find out the best case scenarios for electric vehicles and charging stations and the like. And so they're doing that, and they're actually doing a lot of great things. It was nice to see, and, you know, I think a lot of people don't know what's,
yeah,
what, you know, they do a lot of work to protect you before the issue happens versus when it happens.
So much better in terms of keeping the power going.
Exactly.
So you could tell.
The avoid the interruptions, yeah.
Right.
So.
Well, thanks for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
I know at the last board meeting, we wished all moms a happy birth, happy Mother's Day, I should say. And I hope that every mom has a day this past Sunday. But some Hispanic countries celebrate Mother's Day on May the 10th, whatever the day falls. So Feliz Dia de Madres for all of them.
Okay.
That's all I have to say. Thank
you. I just have one quick thing. Congratulations to all of the graduates of Dominican University. Yesterday was their graduation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. So I'd like to start the meeting with a land acknowledgement. So as we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on lands that was once and still inhabited by indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, Menominee, Potawatomi nations, and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. And I want to echo the happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. And for some, Mother's Day can be hard, so we're thinking of you all as well. And happy Mother's Day to all those who are celebrating in Hispanic communities. We had a DEI advisory group meeting last week, and continued with our education around diversity, equity, inclusion, and then had a recap from the subcommittees on the work that they are doing. So continue to make progress and keep on keeping on with that. And then also last week I attended a social justice summit and included a ton of speakers around just how to connect community and create relationships. It was well received and was happy to be a part of that.
Very good. Thank you for attending those meetings on our behalf. So, okay, I have just a few things. I attended a West Central Municipal Conference meeting on the, I think it was the 27th. I'm not sure. Yep. And myself, President Skaman, and President Thompson from Broadview gave a presentation on the C4, which is really a collaboration for climate change between municipalities. And so we're naming it C4 so we could create this, you know, collaboration amongst all the Western Suburbs municipalities. So starting with us and then adding on. So we gave this presentation to the West Central Municipal Conference, and it was, I think, well received. And the hope is to get as many municipalities to join the collaboration on climate change as possible. And so on June 1st, we will be hosting at Triton College a C4 MOU, basically memo of understanding of what we're going to do together to ensure, you know, we reduce, you know, greenhouse emissions, carbon emissions, and watch our climate together. Now, River Forest has always been in the forefront on that. We've signed the Chicago Charter. We've signed the Planet Green. We've signed every, you know, action plan, and we're, of course, through Planet Green and through our Sustainability Commission, we are measuring all of those. But this one is more the Western suburbs, and I'm really kind of excited about it. So you'll hopefully some of you can attend, if you can, the MOU signing. But it's going to be kind of a hopefully a big fanfare of bringing municipalities together on behalf of our environment. So that's what I did. That's all I have. So we'll go on with our consent agenda. So if I can get a move the consent agenda.
Motion.
Okay. And then
motion to approve the consent agenda items A through I.
Very good. And then I'll ask the clerk to read the consent agenda.
Consent agenda A, Village Board of Trustee meeting minutes, April 25th, 2022. B, Juneteenth resolution. C, LGBTQ plus Pride Month resolution. D, amendment to Title V, Chapter 10, Village Waterworks and Sewerage System of the River Forest Village Code in regard to water and sewer rates ordinance. E, waiver of formal bid, single source vendor, and approval of a payment in the amount of $42,445 to Air One Equipment, Inc. for a self-contained breathing apparatus air compressor. F, renewal renewal of an intergovernmental agreement between the Oak Park and River Forest Townships, Village of River Forest, and the Northwest Housing Partnership for Home Repair Program Partnerships. G, accounts payable April 2022, $1,576,838.18. H, monthly department reports. I, village administrators report.
Yeah, questions or comments? The only thing I will say is on June 1st, we'll raise the Pride flag because there is a celebration at D90 that, you know,
yeah,
Megan
at said, Lincoln so. School.
At Lincoln so, School.
And their plan start
D90,
time.
Lincoln School.
Yeah, their plan start time is 6 p.m.
Right. So if you're in town and around the community, join them, please, in raising our flag here at Village Hall. I get then the vote if there's no further questions.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Okay, very good. We have no further village business, so I'll ask for an adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Yep.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
President Ducey?
Yes. Very good. Well, on the 23rd.
It's got to be a new record.
This is a new record. All right, and then did everyone just stop the record?